So why isn't testimony good evidence in the health sciences? Let's say you want to do a study on yourself so you can really trust the data. On most days, you feel very well. One day, you begin to feel a little nauseous. A friend gives you an old Dutch remedy. Brew fresh cattails in a tea. Drink it 3 times a day. Your friend guarantees that you'll feel better in the morning. And sure enough, you wake up the next day feeling better. Now, can you conclude that it was the brewed cattails that made you feel better? Of course not. It could have been that you would have recovered anyway. Alternatively, merely believing in your friend's advice, it's called a placebo, could have done the trick. Or you could have eaten something inadvertently, such as garlic, that was the cause of your recovery. The point is that it is almost impossible to do a study on yourself. You always need control groups and an experimental design to be able to truly know if some action or event causes another. Consequently, you can't always trust your own experience as a good source of health information.